And your sister would be your mother's
daughter.
Mm-hmm. And your sister's son would be your
nephew.
Mm-hmm. Your mother's sister would be your
my aunt.
Uh-huh. And your mother's brother would be your
uncle.
Mm-hmm. And in the old days, did they have a difference between male and female teachers? Was there different names? Were there different names for
them? I believe they call them maestros. Maestros? Or masters?
Mm-hmm.
Schoolmasters.
Uh-huh.
And schoolmistresses, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I think you'll find that in books.
Okay. But did you hear a difference when you were growing up? Did you have to call your teachers?
Oh, only by their name.
Oh, okay.
Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody.
Mm-hmm. And at a wedding, the man who stands up for the groom is the
best man.
Mm-hmm. And the one of the women who stands up with the bride, but she's not the maid of honor. She's one of the other
bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. And people who are related to you are your
relatives,
mm-hmm,
or kinfolks.
Did your family use that term, kinfolk?
Oh, no, only in sort of a, just flippant sort of way.
Sure. And people who aren't related to you are?
Kissing cousins, is that what you're looking for?
Anything.
Oh, well, no, they're friends.
Okay.
I thought you meant those that are close but not, mm-hmm, related.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, right, sure.
Friends.
In some parts they call it, like, they say kith and kin. So your kin are the people directly related to you, like you were saying. And then,
mm-hmm,
kith would be the people who are not so directly related to you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that?
Yes, kith and kin. Mm-hmm. That's more, it seems to me, it's a Scottish.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is.
Derivation.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me a little bit about your house? Give me a little word picture.
My home, uh-huh, right now? Well, we built it. I mean, we planned it. And it's been very adequate for our needs and for our comforts. And we have a 4-bedroom, 2 baths, a living dining area,
mm-hmm,
kitchen, and garage.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the pieces of furniture that you have in your living room?
I have a piano that was brought from France by my grandfather for his daughter, my great-grandfather for his daughter,
mm-hmm,
on the plantation.
Mm-hmm.
And I have most of my suit of furniture is French provincial.
Mm-hmm.
No, Italian provincial, I'm sorry. I bought it from a friend who had been abroad during when her husband was in the service.
Mm-hmm.
So it fits very well.
Mm-hmm. And this piece of furniture that we're sitting on right now, what do you call that?
I call it a sofa.
Okay. Now, what kinds of houses do you find in El Paso?
Well, that's kind of difficult to categorize. You mean the construction?
Mm-hmm. Types of houses.
Mm-hmm. There are brick veneer, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Brick and brick veneer, mostly brick veneer.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few frame houses, no, there are no frame houses, it's against the fire protection, I believe. Adobe,
mm-hmm,
stone.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's grandfather built several homes here with cobblestone homes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love those. They're pretty cool.
You don't see them anymore.
Mm-hmm.